5 minutes to help you on your way with a smile and a song. Moments of Melody. I read once of two elevator installation men who, sometime before, while they were working, began to be looking out for something to grab if they ever started to fall. Their habit paid off when they were working at the top of an elevator shaft 21 stories above the ground. Somehow the last of the 6 cables they were installing slipped and pulled them off balance. Plunging down the shaft head first, the one man and then the other grabbed one of the cables already secured, and their lives were saved. They had no time to think, when they began to fall, about what they were going to do, but they had already planned that. They did not have to think, they just grabbed. While securely seated, they had said one to the other, "Grab for one of these cables if you fall." Plan ahead. Well, that's good advice. Not just for elevator installation men. Plan ahead for this life. And it's even more important for the life to come. Translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. And one of the rulers asked Jesus, "Master, who art so good, what must I do to win eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why dost thou call me good? None is good except God only. Thou knowest the commandments. Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." "I've kept all these," he said, "ever since I grew up." When he heard that, Jesus said, "In one thing thou art still wanting. Sell all that belongs to thee and give it to the poor. So the treasure thou hast shall be in heaven. Then come back and follow me." The answer filled him with sadness, for he was very rich. Jesus, seeing his mournful look, said, "With what difficulty will those who have riches enter God's kingdom? It is easier for a camel to pass through a needle's eye than for a man to enter the kingdom of God when he's rich." But when he was asked by those that were listening to him, "Why then, who can be saved?" he told them, "What is impossible to man's powers is possible to God." Hereupon Peter said, "And what of us? We have forsaken all that was ours and followed thee." Jesus said to them, "I tell you truthfully, every one who has forsaken home or parents or brethren or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will receive in this present world many times their worth, and in the world to come, everlasting life.